This is how they said two bad bitches against each other, but...
And that's because I made their video stand. That's the only reason I know that.
My female friends, I don't flirt with them because my female friends don't flirt with me.
As a Yoruba man, I don't know that I can accept boxers.
The real thing to consider is, does she have options? If she has options, then probably free him. But if he does, then enjoy the ride. Hello, New Hawaii.
Hey everyone, you're now tuned into the CBP family, the extension of your family group chat, brought to you by Oyinola and Ayowande, your favorite cousins. Are you ready to gist? Hey guys, hello. Hello everyone, welcome.
Hi everybody.
Hi. Welcome back to another episode of the CBP, as we said in the intro. I don't know why we're doing this again, but whatever. hope everyone had a great week. We are super excited for this episode. Like, oh my gosh. It's the Us the Guys special.
This is when we need like sound effects.
Raise this is where you need the sound effects. So yeah, guys, we know you guys love this special so much. We just had to bring it back. And we wanted to get some special guests for our first episode back of Us the Guys. And we couldn't get the Menisms pod, so we had to settle.
Excuse me.
I kind of like that.
Excuse me.
That's kind of hard.
This is how they said two bad bitches against each other, but hey man.
Oh no.
That was all banter.
Like, it's not banter because like I can't even let it slide. Like, I'm gonna just straight up say this, man. Like, your Menisms, you guys, I beg, move your podcast from comedy to like society and culture, because like,
yeah,
you guys are society and culture. You guys are talking about like dating and like Lagos and like money and like sexual anxiety, nigga. Take that shit to society
and
culture.
It's very important stuff. I just don't laugh. When I
exactly.
get out of there.
Okay. Can we just point out that Chatterbox Podcast does not have these views? We do not support these views.
Hey man, you started it. you triggered some thoughts that have been underlying, and we're
I'm screaming. We know.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that just came out.
God, I'm a messy bitch.
We've got Submarine and a Roach with us, guys. And I mean, if you don't know this podcast, you have been living under a rock, clearly. Because this is like one of the best podcasts out of the diaspora, out of Nigeria, whatever you want to say. This is, mine and Onola's favorite. One of our favorite podcasts.
Thanks. I will let them introduce themselves. Who wants to go first?
Hey, it's your boy TMT, aka the Body of Stallion, aka the Art of War, aka Omode Meta, aka When Trouble Sleeps, aka Murakami, aka fuck man, what was my last aka? I had one that was really good. Aka I may be young, but I'm ready.
Talk to these niggas, man. Let them know.
I just. It's your turn.
Hey, it's your boy KKK Kalakuta Coach, aka BBK Big Bad Coach, aka TBK the Boy Coach, aka SDK Saturday Coach. Cause it's the Saturday Show. What you motherfuckers say? How you doing?
No, that intro was sick. Well done, guys. Can I just say? Can you send me that song from last week's episode about Tinubu?
About Bat himself.
Top tier. That is amazing craftsmanship. That should be number one on the Billboard charts. I don't know why it's not. That was incredible.
We haven't put it out on a streaming site yet. It's just the podcast. But we know when we do.
That's the only reason why it's not number one, honestly. If it was out on a streaming site.
Because the song slaps.
Definitely be number one.
The song, it's sick.
It's definitely sick.
Yet. I have not heard the song yet. Wow.
Oh no, you need to. It's top tier. That is good music.
Like, right. Aww. Oh, this is great. So there's a lot, of pod love going on. This is really cute. Yeah.
Before we dive in, how is everyone? How are your week? Good, how have your weeks been?
Oh, this is some marriage content right here. Okay, so let me start. So my week was great. I woke up on when does the week start? Is it Sunday or Monday?
I think the week starts on Monday.
Loki Tuesday for me, though.
There's two separate schools of thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people think it's Sunday, some people think it's Monday.
I think it's Monday.
Definitely Monday.
Yeah, let's go Monday. Yeah.
Okay, Monday. No, right, so Monday was good. Got some clients, got some people that weren't clients, got some stuff done, got this and that, drank a lot, hung out with some beautiful people.
One thing about Monday is for drinking, for sure. Random.
What? Wait, we're not gonna just.
I said one thing about Monday. Monday is for drinking, Gara.
Yeah, man, we work, we drink.
We're not gonna just scroll past the. I signed Ramsey Noah as a client. What?
Well, not me personally, my partner. But I was just like, dude, why are you signing Ramsey Noah? I was just like, dude, that's why I wanted to sign Ramsey Noah. Let me sign Ramsey Noah. I watched Dangerous Twins when I was growing up, so this is okay.
This is like
fantastic. Oh my god.
But yeah, beyond that, like the rest of the week was pretty sweet. Atlanta came back. I watched both episodes last night. I'm super excited for the rest of the season. I feel like writing again. I feel like doing like a comedy TV show around my main character, just trying to figure out my life and everything. So, you know, I'm excited about, you know, exploring these feelings. How was your week?
That's so exciting. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, how was your week? Who wants to go next?
My week was like straight up work. Just work. More work. FaceTime, work. Oh, and then I got my bicycle back. So my bicycle's back. It cost a lot of money to get my bicycle back. And I'm very upset because, like, well, not a lot of money, but like a lot of money relative to the bike, like the price of the bike. It was just ridiculous. But anyways, the sun's back out. You know, the snow is about to be out of here. I mean, it's Canada, so like low-key, like, I should still expect like one like last fucking snowstorm like April or something.
100%.
But outside of that, I'm excited, man. I'm happy to be back on my bike, you know, showing legs, you know, just cycling, main character syndrome, listening to music, you know, Millie rocking. Because one thing about me, I don't be riding with hands, you know, because I'm a bad boy, you know what I'm saying? Big, bad, cool, just crazy.
Yes!
But yeah, that's about it, man. Like work, FaceTime, and just being very excited that summer is around the corner.
FaceTime?
Yeah, man. I'll be FaceTiming.
With who?
Man, this one big guy I like, man.
FaceTime at 4 a.m. Come on. Do you guys know that one?
FaceTime 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 6 a.m.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I love
that. We stand freshal on this podcast.
Yeah.
I was telling them before that I actually stand freshal on this podcast.
You're the girl I like. I would make the girl I like right now because of freshal. For real?
Do you know that? I'm on a freshal song.
As what?
Oh, yeah.
As a backup vocalist?
My vocals without asking me for my vocals.
Interesting. What were you saying on the song?
Well, he took a snippet of the podcast.
Oh, I hear that.
Put it on she one of like, his tracks.
Well, Sons, I think it's really cool. It's different fresh out.
I'm dead. And he didn't clear those vocals with you. Crazy.
He did it.
Yo, TMT, this is your chance to sign a client. Like, yo, we can run something right now.
Yo, you guys need to fresh out for the millions of dollars you made from that record.
Yo, that was really shocking to me, to be honest, actually. And he also put me on his story once. But anyway, we'll
talk about
that later.
Well,
were you in a bikini?
Do you not remember?
Oh, yeah.
Were you wearing a bikini?
Oh, God.
Was I doing what?
Were you wearing a bikini?
No,
she was rapping to his music.
Interesting. I love that.
Buddy, no be firewood.
I'm dead.
Put a brother in the mood.
I love that so much. What the?
God.
Okay, guys.
I would just like to say.
Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say that just so everyone remembers that Fresh Air made people start going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everyone is aware. So don't ever forget it.
That's right.
It's like courtesy of. This is a
fresh
all fresh.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, quick poll: firewood or your body? Somebody.
Firewood, man.
Interesting.
Firewood.
Yeah. I actually prefer body, but only because of Davido.
I like Davido's bit on body more than I like Davido's bit on on whatchamacallit, firewood. However,
yeah.
I can't stand what TZ is doing on Baddie. Like, so.
Yeah.
I can't stand what TZ is doing, period. Okay? Yeah, grow up. How are you going to be showing up to a kid's party?
Whoa, what are we talking about? Okay, get into it. This is TMZ's uncle we're talking about.
Like, I don't want to talk. Sorry.
I don't mind this piss.
Oh, are you
No, I mean, you know, just...
They are related. Have you not listened to the podcast?
I thought I started listening to the podcast, like, last year.
I think TZ's meant to be on the pod, like, next week or a week from now. So, like,
it's fine. I want the smoke. Like, I don't mind.
Hey, talk. Okay, I'm trying to... let me know what I can take to TZ for you, man.
Yeah.
Like, see, I have my paper and pen here. See, trust me.
Let me tell you something. But on this podcast, I actually came with respect for TZ because I respect him as a businessman, right?
Okay.
But all of this music career you're trying to revive nonsense that you're doing with the you know, straightening and relaxing of the hair.
Okay. Can I say something very quickly?
You just had a baby.
Can I say something very quickly?
I don't understand.
What do you want him to do? Get like a look at?
She said she start bobbing Fadon. That's what she said. No. But I just want to say something real quick. So I'm growing out my hair, and like the plan is to eventually get dreads.
Mm-hmm.
However, TZ changed my mind about getting dreads because I need my hair as like versatile as possible because I 100% need to experience a fucking silk press. I need that.
Yeah, like if it's for like a like themed birthday party and you go as Cat Williams,
I need to make a fucking TikTok and say stiff wear. Stiff.
Oh my
stiff
god.
Stiff wear. Stiff wear. What are you talking about?
In my body, I'm done now.
Do you get?
Come on.
No, we don't need music from TZ. Like
I feel like every time someone's going to criticize TZ's music, she's just gonna be like, yeah, well, I have a song with Kid Cudi and Skepta, so...
Okay. That's good for you. Like, that's really good for you. But, like, do you actually take yourself seriously as an artist? Like, do you actually think that your music is, like, objectively good?
Okay, do you know something? Post Malone didn't take himself seriously as an artist. He was... If you've seen the, like, early Post Malone stuff, he was, like, super... Like, the music we make on the podcast, just, like, parody shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Around the way, he was just like, you know, I'm kind of finding my lane with this, like, this hip-hop, country music sort of blend, poppy thing I'm doing. And he found it, and he stuck to it. And now he's, like, fucking making songs for the new Pokemon game. And, you know.
Yeah, Ayoande doesn't want to hear what that shit is saying, nigga. Like.
Okay, you're doing a lot of talking.
Come on.
I'll say this.
You guys don't like Posty?
I like Post Malone. I don't have an issue with him.
Do you like the TZ and shit? TMT, what's that TZ song I like?
Give me that dough.
No.
I
like Knocked. I like Knocked a lot.
Yeah, he likes Knocked.
I like
the only TZ song I do is song
his verse is good enough.
Baddie. Yeah, Baddie.
And that's because I'm a Davido stan. That's the only reason I know that song.
Oh, we are Davido stans.
Ooh, like, love that.
Stan.
Oh, my word, I was going to love
this. I love Davido, but I have to publicly hate on him because, like, I love Burna. So, like, Burna is my goat. So, I kind of like,
aren't they friends now?
Nigga, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, it does. That one doesn't. You know how it works in stanship, man. Like,
it's true.
Your guys can be doing what they like, but us fucking foot soldiers, us foot soldiers, we go die on the line.
It's so true.
We go die.
So true. That is so true.
Anything we want, they want to do. What did they do up?
Yeah.
You know what? Our dream is to have Davido on this podcast and to like talk to him about how much of this like. We just respect and love him so much.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, I don't want to like come across as a fan. I just want us to like vibe and chill.
That's a good point. Yeah,
you know,
because we see him like our brother. He's like our brother. You know what I mean?
He's like my older brother.
That's David. I just love David.
I hear that. I love him too as well. But he makes me very, very happy. But the thing about it is that like, I'm a very like I'm full of angst. Like I'm. Like at my core, I'm actually just a sad, angry person, and I'm just able to connect with that more, like with Burna, like Like, Burna has that whole thing going on. Like, David just always is happy. Like, his whole vibe is happy. He doesn't have any songs that have made me, like, tap into, like, you know, existential crisis or, like, you know, just feel sad and cry. And, you know, I be living in my feelings. So, in as much as, like, I love all that happy shit, I also need to feel like, you know, the music made me feel like I be Jordan. I'm all fuckers are doubting that shit. But, like, I am really Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try and don't make me pull up.
Wiz doesn't do any of that either, but I can hear the sadness in his voice. He's truly a broken man, and that makes me happy. That makes me enjoy Wizkid more.
I guess there's something like dark, you know, like there's like a hidden darkness that like
flows
made in Lagos. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you just have to be. If I'm too happy, I can't even go there.
Intense music critique, because I definitely did not feel that sadness.
No, it's like not sadness.
But
Sade,
like
Sade's songs are very basic on paper. It's like Sweetest Taboo, blah blah blah. But like, bro, like you just know she's a deep dark woman. Like,
it's like you're not listening to Made in Lagos feeling like oh you're sad or anything, but you're listening to Made in Lagos feeling like, damn, man, if I catch somebody right now, it's going to be dangerous for her. Trust me. Like, you know, just dark thoughts.
Bro, like Made in Lagos is Sade for me in the sense that, like, if Sade invites you to her house, I'm like, I'm down. But I'm going to be like, who else is going there? And she's like, oh, it's just me and you. I'm not going. But, like, if the drama is there, if her manager is there, coach is there, you know, some people are there, then I'll go. But like, just, I'm not, well, what? Why? So yeah, that's how I feel about Made in Lagos.
Oh my God. Okay, the tangent has been lovely. Oh, I lost everyone. Is everyone back?
I'm here. I can hear you, baby.
Okay, good, good. Oinola, how was your week?
Tell us. My week has been good. Last week was spring break. And this week,
were you in Dubai popping your ass in a thong on a yacht? I said, were you in Dubai popping your ass in a thong on a yacht, or was it dead spring break?
Unfortunately was not. As a student, there is absolutely no money in my bank account. So, an LA to Dubai is a good 14
a student
hours.
In LA. Kai, omo, he had.
Oilola.
What?
Is she lying? Tell me she's lying.
Why are you calling my name?
Oh, she's lying. I'm dead.
I'm not lying. I was in LA.
Are you recording in a closet right now?
I am. I'm in my wardrobe.
Your closet is a fucking room.
Yes. I seen like a whole fucking bachelor apartment.
Don't tell us you don't have. Talking about door next to you.
Yes. Like she has a whole walking closet.
Your girl cousin could live with you in your closet. For 9 months.
Let me tell you guys.
Deliver the baby and then go home.
Oilola has had a spring break. But let me tell you something. Oilola has been doing the thing you do when you have like someone new in your life, but you don't want anyone to know. So you film everything from the hand, the watch.
I didn't film the hand.
Girl, I saw a hand. That's how I knew.
Oilola,
you
don't
saw
worry.
A hand doesn't mean I filmed a hand.
Oilola,
I saw a hand.
Oilola, don't let them shame you. Me too, I can relate, man. I can relate.
I had a friend come and visit me, and we went out a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this thing on my TikTok where I've decided to document every day till I graduate.
Yeah.
So it's like, I have to document the days we were together. And Iwande is there commenting on all the videos. This video seems quite lonely.
Yeah, well, the reason I was commenting is because all your other TikTok videos show who you're with when you're with people. But these ones, they were lonely.
But you're the only one that noticed that. Like,
okay.
Why are you looking so intense?
I noticed as well.
TMT noticed.
Sure.
And I'm sure Coach noticed as well.
I was like, whose hand is that? Who is the owner of that hand?
Who's that?
Hello, you.
That was so Yoruba, Dad.
Yeah, it really was.
I'm actually so surprised you pulled it off, TMT. Don't even kill me right now.
But yeah, so I'm just trying to recover from the fact that I'm back to school. which is really sad.
I'm just glad you had fun as well. It looks like a
what year are you in and what are you studying?
I am in my final semester of my master's. I'm studying global media and communications.
I love that.
Let's fucking go.
Which is really great. It's 6 weeks left. I'm counting.
Ooh. Wow.
Six weeks till I graduate because I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I love school, don't get me wrong, but I hate school at the same time.
Hmm. Coach, did you do a master?
No, I didn't. But literally this week, I considered one for 1 second and I was like, ha! Let me die.
Yeah.
I promise you, if I had done it like immediately after I graduated from my undergrad, then I don't think it'll be as bad because I'm still in, you know, the learning process. I'm used to school. But I graduated, I worked for like 3-4 years and then I now went back. Yeah. So I went from having, you know, money where I'm making my own money to now not having any, being on an allowance. It's just not.
It's not cute.
It's not cute.
I'm going to apply for an MBA this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, I want to apply to, but like the thing is like I told my folks and like my family I'm going to apply to a bunch of schools. But I'm really going to apply to Harvard, and if I don't get in there, I'm not doing it. I'm just going to say, I'm just going to tell them like none of the schools wanted to take me. I went to King's
Big facts,
so I could probably get I could probably go back to King's. I could probably go to or like an Oxbridge school. But no, I
want LBS. You could do LBS.
Yeah, but he wants Harvard.
No, London.
That nigga only wants Harvard. No. Said Harvard a boss, nigga.
I only want Harvard. If I don't get Harvard,
that's fair. I don't get.
If I was to do an MBA, I would want Harvard or Stanford. That's
Because also, like, I want to elevate the guys I'm trolling. So, like, whenever I troll someone online, I want them to be like, who the fuck is this guy? Oh, he's a Harvard.
Online! Oh my god!
That's a valid, actually a valid reason.
Yeah, because I want people that I insult online to feel good about themselves. Like, it's a guy from Harvard insulting me, not a guy from, like, fucking...
Shomolu.
You know what I'm saying? Some struggle.
Not a guy from Magodo, because, like, you know, Magodo is not a nice place.
I saw that video.
Not a nice place. Nah, we need to dissect that video. Coach and I will do it later.
That video triggered a lot of people.
That video was triggered.
Ayandi, how was your week? Because
my
we've been
week
talking.
Was good. You know, the week in the life of a material girl.
Material girl.
Wake up. Nice. Yes, material girl is great. Wake up, you work as a corporate gal. And it's good. Mm-hmm. You work, you sleep, you eat. But I don't have to stress because everything else
is cog in the machine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you feel like if you were to,
not a cog in the machine.
If you were
she's a big deal. TMT, don't ever say that again.
Capitalism. What?
I said, don't ever say that again. Cog in the machine. She's a big deal.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But do you ever feel like if you were to like just quit just right now, the entire system would fall apart? Like a domino effect. Everything would just come.
That is serious main character syndrome.
That's how I feel about everything I do.
I'm so sure.
He's ruining my life. I have to be better. I cannot function in social situations anymore. And people walk away from me as soon as I say hello to them. It's fucking with me. But it's like when I'm alone, it feels really good. I would like to.
Okay, that's really good. Yeah. We should connect on that later, actually.
You know what? You know what? Oh, you Lola, I see it now. I get why you think I'm in this toxic one. I can.
This is hilarious.
Oh, now you get it? Okay.
Yeah, now I get it. Yeah.
But no, I actually have not done much. I've just been exploring Singapore. Guys, since the last podcast, I moved. So I'm now living in the East. And it's wonderful. I'm so happy. I'm at peace.
You look like you're happy and at peace.
So
your company you live there. I thought you were there for like 2 weeks. Your company puts you up in a hotel room for how long?
I'm here for 3 months, but like I'm also traveling to Brunei next week. I meant to be traveling to Brunei for work.
TMT, don't ever say cog in a machine in your life. Have you heard?
She's a wheel in the engine.
Guys, she's a full on. She's a CEO. What are you talking about right now?
You are the machine.
Okay, guys, I'm not special. Like, actually, I'm not. It happens. They do this for everyone.
my capitalism queen. Don't do that to
yourself. But I'm out here collecting, yes, I'm out here collecting Marriott points. So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So after the end of my stay, maybe
sorry, I will have is your company points. Hiring? Because your girl is looking for a job.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you about to put her on?
Well, Lola needs a she's job in 6 weeks. Yeah. Approximately 6 weeks.
Yeah. Come on, anytime.
Okay. See that? Anytime. Damn, now I'm going to have 2 closet spaces. Look at that. This is beautiful.
I'm actually dying.
Well, it's not that big.
What are you talking about? Tell that to Harry Potter. What are you talking about? This is not that big.
Come on. That's Harry Potter's room. Right there.
I've never seen it like that before. It's actually quite big.
Put that Daniel Radcliffe in that bitch. It's gonna be like,
I wasn't able to fit, you know, my whole chair in here.
Come on, there's a lot going on. That's a closet.
Dubby is free.
It's Los Angeles. Like,
what's your laptop on?
My suitcase, actually.
Okay, good. Because if it was a table, I'd have flipped, man. I'd have been so upset.
Yeah, I'd have
hung up. I'd be so pissed. Because
these rich kids.
Bro. Bro, do you guess? I'm like, yo, look at Ayoande.
It's on top of my suitcase. I'm like, yo,
look at Ayoande in her glorious hotel room. Look at Oni in her, like, you know, massive closet. And there's just these 2 struggling podcasters here in their fucking living room.
Like, are you Harry Grant? What's going on?
Anyway.
I want it. I have a question for you, real quick. How do you feel about gifting niggas? Like, you be buying shit for niggas.
Oh, I am that girl. I am that girl.
Okay,
I am that girl.
Okay.
Trust me. Funny enough,
what's the wildest thing you bought for a guy before?
Okay, I didn't do that. What's the wildest thing?
Nah, tell me you pay school fees. That would be so
can I pay school fees?
It wasn't just school fees, though. It was master's in LA.
What is the wildest thing? I want to know.
No, you have to be. I have to be careful what I say right now. Because
I know.
You know, like,
Don't be careful.
No, because the person will be like, you didn't buy that for me.
I'm crying.
Me?
Hold
I'm 23.
Yeah. Oh, no, come on. Don't be careful. Don't worry about that. You have your whole life ahead of you.
Actually finished.
Yeah, you have so much time to gift other niggas and ungift niggas. And niggas it's just a thing.
I was gonna buy the PS5, but then we ended the relationship, so that didn't happen.
I hear that.
You should have bought it for yourself and pretended like you were into games and just like, you know, done that. That'd be fun. Like, oh yeah, I love
how much
PS5.
Is a PS5?
It wasn't that bad. It was like £500 at the time. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Yeah.
Cool.
Sure.
I don't know how much that is in Naira, but like, it wasn't bad.
It's a lot. I'll tell you that.
It's super expensive.
Yeah. It was just hard. It's hard to get. That's the thing. At the time, I don't know. I think it's easier to get now.
No, it's but easier now.
I love gifting. Like, I like gifting men things. Like, if you deserve it, then
what's,
I definitely.
What's the worst gift you've ever given?
Oh, a heated blanket. That was really
why
bad.
Was it the worst? Why,
it's a lovely gift.
Why
but I feel like that is great. Needed, no?
I just felt like he did it.
Obviously, Coach is going to say it's a good gift because he lives in Canada.
Yeah. Because I'm like, why is that bad? Oh my God, I would appreciate
it. He didn't use the heated blanket.
If you give someone a heated hug in Canada, a heated argument.
Yo, he doesn't use the blanket for heating. He uses it as a blanket. So I'm just like, what's the point? Yeah, he's like, no, it's just complex. So I think it was probably the worst gift, I guess.
So it's a heavy blanket for him now.
just a weighted blanket, yes, for real.
With bare wires. Like, bare wires.
Fair enough.
But no, that was bad, actually. But I was lazy. I was just like really, really lazy at that point in time. I love Inola, love letters as well. Inola, we love letters.
So. Yes, we do. What's the worst gift I've ever given?
And the worst and the best, but start with the worst, please, because that's, you know, it's
funny. The worst is probably socks.
That's crazy because I would also appreciate that. Socks. All this dish just keeps you warm. My days, I don't understand what's happening.
Well, I think it was one of those things where I got like a nicer gift, but also I didn't know we were doing gifts. Like, it was just very. I found out earlier on in the day that we were doing gifts, so I was just kind of like, oh, okay.
So you're just that nigga was doing too much. I was rushing the process. Like, bro, I met you last week. Relax.
What did he get you?
He got me a watch.
Ooh, oh, fuck's sakes. Yeah, or you know, like, you need to do better. What the hell?
But I didn't think he was going to get me a watch. Like, I didn't think he was going to get me a watch.
That's bad.
I'm screaming.
Yeah.
That's well, not actually. I mean, I obviously we all know it's bad. So let's not. We don't have to say it's bad.
I apologized.
What's the best gift you did? I mean, of course you did.
The apology was the best gift she ever gave. I'm crying.
I need out
my head.
What's the best gift I've ever given? I don't know. Maybe a pair of shoes.
Nice.
What's the consensus on like boxers and like singlets? Because like I just feel like guys always need that, right?
I agree.
Good gifts.
Someone's
I think
coming
it's a
around.
Good Christmas stocking.
And I definitely want some wife beaters.
Guys need health insurance too, but he's going to be for his birthday. He's going to be like. Gonna be like, thank you, I guess. I love you. No, I definitely love you. You're a good girlfriend. It's very thoughtful. This is a thoughtful gift, and I love you. Thanks. And then he won't hug you. Just pat you on the shoulder. Like, just like, thank you.
I'm crying. A little shoulder.
Thank you, girlfriend. Boxers. I feel like if it's part of a gift.
Yeah,
you know, like if it's like in a Christmas stocking, you know, it adds to the gift. I don't think it's bad.
I don't like
you can never go wrong with boxers.
I say Yoruba man. I don't know that I can accept boxers. I'm just superstitious. I don't know what you're trying to. I don't know what you want to do.
Well, you wear speedos or something?
No, I don't know if I can accept boxers as a gift from a woman as a
Why?
Superstitious Yoruba man. Because I don't know what you want to lock me down. Like, what's happening? Just like is it some sort
what
of like
padlock?
What do you
think is in the boxers?
I don't know, man. Is it magoon? Is it like is it if I step out on you, something going to happen to my penis? You know what I'm saying? No, it's just a very sensitive.
It's not like those babes that put their faces on boxers. Or like on a t-shirt or, you know, socks or things like that.
We
that is excessive.
We've got someone who's done a face on a shirt before, don't we?
But yeah.
I went the fuck out of that shirt.
That got, she got me like her face on a wine bottle. And it wasn't a good one. It wasn't a good wine bottle. But it was just like her face. And it was just like...
She just wanted... She's like, just so you know why you drink.
Yeah, she was just like, I'm the reason you're an alcoholic.
Cause and effect.
This is weird. I don't. Do you know what I did?
What? Was it out to entertain another babe? Yeah.
No, yeah. That'd be nasty. I'm not that kind of nasty. That's wild.
What?
Imagine.
That's rank. That's not even.
I can see that. I mean, maybe not you. I can see some guys doing that. I can see some.
No, guys definitely do that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. 100% do that. Yeah, someone gave me a jacket, and I'm definitely going to repurpose that jacket because it's not my size.
Hey, my friend, my brother. Obviously, like, yeah, it's all regifting. And honestly, regifting is important. If you regift and you're like, oh, someone got me this, they don't feel it as much. You have, because it's about how they feel when you do regift. That's the gift, how they feel. It's not what you give, it's how they feel. So when you re-gift, you're like, yeah, I got you this. I just thought your waist was small, so I got you this waistband to keep it. I don't know how things work. But yeah, but here's a gift. But yeah, so the gift I got was this like wine bottle. And I was literally like, we had a fight the next day. So I was literally driving down, not Zumba, what's the other one? Alfred Wani. I'm driving down Alfred Wani. And I'm just like, you know what? I had opened it. I had a sip of it in the house, but I was talking to someone else. I didn't even like get to savor it.
Yeah.
So I popped the cork, go while I'm driving, and I'm like, oh, this is nasty. And I literally opened my window and I tossed the wine bottle.
I am screaming. I am. Yeah. This guy said, I know they move that way.
I was like. What is this?
I'm dying.
Oh my God.
I'm dying.
Wow, her face just splattered on the streets of Lagos. Damn.
Well, I mean, they've cleaned it since. Loma, don't play with that shit.
I'm crying.
That's true.
Clean up nice.
Oh, fuck me up, dog.
Wait, Coach, can you turn up your mic a bit, like up?
Coach?
What, me?
Coach, no you.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah. My bad.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm actually screaming. Yeah. Also, I'm screaming because we have done a complete detour.
And this was our fear. Wasn't this our fear?
For 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So sorry,
okay, ladies. We're going to get into some of these people's dilemmas.
Okay.
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 Are you guys ready to give some good advice?
I don't know about good advice, but I'm ready to give some advice, baby.
I'm
I love
here.
When That's... Coach says baby, like it like just warms my heart all the time. Like,
I can call you baby on the side.
Do you guys like want to leave? Like, do you want us to leave? Like, do you want to give you guys some space?
I want to just buy me gifts, man. I'll call you baby all day.
I would like to see it.
I'm dying.
I'm unique.
Oh my god, it's getting hot. It's really hot.
So first dilemma that I'm going to read to you guys is actually from someone on Instagram. Mm.
Nice.
And the person says, okay, I've been talking to someone constantly for a couple of days, then they suddenly stopped replying. After double messaging, their vibe has changed and their replies are coming in like 2 to 3 days. Should I continue or should I dead the convo?
Is she asking us if she should, is this a guy or a girl?
It's a girl. So she's been talking to a guy. And they stopped replying and then she double messaged. Yeah. And then they started responding every 2 to 3 days. Mm. So she wants to know if she should, you know, continue or if she should dead the whole thing.
Oh, baby, that nigga is in love. And this is not with you.
You get what I'm saying?
Look at me. Can you see me? I don't know if this is making it to video or I mean it's probably audio first, but like there might be a video version of this.
Mm-hmm.
No. Honey.
That nigga don't want you, baby. Like,
what are you doing? How? What?
Well, I mean, I'm sure she knows that though. She has to know that. Like 2 to 3 days. What the fuck, man? Like, when is Nasty J postal service?
I could write a season of Bad Girls Club in 2 to 3 days. Are you insane? What are you doing?
I think it's a Bad Girls Club. They didn't even kill me right now. No, but on God though, like, yeah. Like, that nigga.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah,
go home.
This is what they call PT texting. It's called PT texting. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go home. Read some strange Wikipedia pages. That's if you're going through heartbreak, just read wild.
Also, I'll say whoever you are, babe, you need to follow Slumflower on Twitter. Go and follow Slumflower on Twitter. Get some bitterness and darkness in your heart so that you know not to fuck with these niggas no more, man. Nice for what to these fucking niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And also if you're a fan of this podcast, you're probably quite young. So the Slumflower thing is important because then after a while you like find other ways to express yourself and like to think about relationships. So you grow from all of that eventually. But like you're 22, 23, so
that's entry level. That's entry level. Yeah.
Entry level.
A lot of stuff is going to confuse you at the beginning, though. But like as you mature, you understand.
Yeah, but like as far as the relationship is concerned, stop it. don't do this.
But what you guys are missing is that there was consistent texting before the double text.
I know, but one thing about life is that life happens though. Like niggas be switching up. You know how it is now. Like
niggas, that is so painful.
Literally, at the guy's least malicious Ness version of himself, he just found someone else.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
I once got a message from a guy that was like, did you double text me? Because I did double text, and that was his response, and it was really embarrassing. This was BBM days as well. Like, it was so
BBM days.
Yeah, BBM.
So you could not have been more than like 15.
Wait, hold on, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about like the logic. So this is a 23-year-old on BBM. You have to have been like in what, GS2? What's happening?
On BBM, of course.
Wait, how old were you?
I have no. How old was I when that happened? Okay, like 14 maybe.
Fair enough. 13. Not too crazy.
Yeah.
14 minus 23 is what, 9?
14 minus 23 is like minus something.
2013 BBM did not exist.
Yeah, like I didn't have a BlackBerry university. I was in university
2013.
My last BlackBerry was
no BlackBerries existed.
No, yeah, but who was using it? Is well, that's the issue.
They were like doing defense contracts for like the army. They were making walkie-talkies.
But to be honest, TMT
like,
Iowa
like
is
Israeli army.
TMT, to be honest.
Wait, no, I swear. 2013.
Yeah, of course.
No, because 2013 was when I went. Was when I started uni, and yeah. I had just gotten my first iPhone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I had just gotten rid of my BlackBerry.
Well, it makes sense because Ayowande has then grown up to be like a jet setting corporate executive. Yeah. So I understand that, like, yeah, you know, she was using a black.
That moment, yes. Yes. That moment defined her.
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough,
like,
fair enough.
When everybody was moving to, like, you know, iPhones and having fun, she was still over there, like, with her QWERTY keyboard, just like emailing a week.
You know,
the thing
is, like,
honestly, that was the truth. That was actually the truth.
Like,
yeah.
I got an iPhone when I was like in 2009 or 2008. One of those weird, like, the first one. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, they were just trying to make apps for everything. So there was a BBM app on iPhone. Yeah. So I needed a BBM to be on BBM. I was just like BBMing for my iPhone. And then a year later, I got a Curve from one of my uncles because I think he like stole government money at the time.
I'm dying.
Spending cash up and down. So he got me a Curve and I used it for a while. And I really liked one of the games. And it was like this bouncy ball game. I can't remember the name. But after a while, I was just like, yeah, I don't like this. I tossed it and I just kept using my iPhone. And then I got the one after.
Wow. BBM was a huge thing for me. Like BlackBerry at that time. Yeah, it was.
It was a huge part of my life when I was in secondary school.
Same, same.
When I was
first, I had a song called BBM Love.
Interesting.
I wanted, do you know it?
I don't know that one. Well, that's like for core fans.
Yeah.
It could be a song called BBL Love, so I don't know. I'll check it. It could be anything.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Great. So your advice is
not the all right.
100%. Get it.
Okay.
Then bring it back to life so you can dead it harder.
Dead.
That is some good advice. That is some good advice.
I like that.
Okay.
Yep, definitely the most toxic.
So keeping on the same vein of like ghosting and, you know, coming back, we have another dilemma that's sort of similar. So the person says, I'm assuming that this is a girl. Yeah. She goes, if you meet a guy on Hinge and both of you are vibing a lot, as in texting every day for 2 to 3 weeks, but he hasn't asked for your number or socials, is that a red flag? That's like part A of her question. She was like, is that a red flag? And does that mean that he's not feeling you? And then part B, she goes, what if you decide that he must not be feeling you? And then you pull away a bit, you hear nothing from him for a week, and then he comes back. Should you continue vibing as if nothing happened? Bearing in mind, he still hasn't asked for your number.
I'll take this one.
Go on.
Okay, so Hinge, how I see Hinge, Hinge is literally a pen pal application up until it's not. Like, I be on Hinge just like chatting because me, I like to yarn.
Yeah, he actually is on Hinge, so
that's a good one. So yeah,
yeah,
I just, so yeah,
you
I just
have to, we have to talk about
this. So yeah, man, I just be on Hinge just like yanning and just texting and just like getting the validation of, first of all, okay, this babe matched with me, she thinks I'm cute. Secondly, this babe is just here sending bare LOLs, bare LMLs, oh, she thinks I'm funny. Honestly, sometimes that's all I need. I'm just like, she's cute, she's attractive, but man, me, I've got my own nuts, man.
Oh, God.
So, like, he doesn't have to go anywhere. It's not like the guy is not feeling you, but he's feeling you up onto the extent that he requires. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if he feels the need to, like, further past being pen pals, then I guess. But, like, obviously, if he's texting you for 3 weeks on end, dude kind of, like, likes talking to you. And, like, if he's comfortable not talking to you for a week on end, dude kind of likes he not likes hearing from you as well.
But isn't that weird? Like, why would we, if we're talking consistently
yeah.
for 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
right, on a dating app,
yeah,
why at this point? So you clearly like talking to me. Like, it's not like you don't enjoy talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking consistently. Why haven't you like asked for my number or something so like we can take this further? Because like, but you clearly like talking to me.
Yeah, but we already have an avenue for talking though. Like, we talk on Hinge, you know? Like, what do you want my number for? What's the difference?
So that we can talk more.
Like, so a call. So we can go on a date. That's what I'm saying though. Like, so dude is feeling you on like a talkative level. That's about it. Like,
I've never heard that level before.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, talkative bass. That's like 2.3. Like, bro. But honestly though, like, hey man, like, yeah man, just some things, just guys accept some things for what they are. Honestly, I'm crying. Talkative level. Yeah, some guys just like to yarn, and I won't even lie to you, man. Like,
so, do you think that she should continue vibing as if nothing happened?
It depends. Does she like to yarn?
I don't care.
If she likes to yarn, like, she could keep yarning the guy, but if she needs more.
The real thing to consider is, does she have options? If she has options, then probably free him. But if you don't, then enjoy the ride.
And you don't even need to free him. You can just You can just find your other, like, you know. Like, you have your yarning guy, you have your like semi selfies guy, you have your semi voice notes guy, you have your
what guy? Sorry, TMC, your what guy?
No, I'll say what Coach was saying. I was like, your semi boyfriend guy. But Coach, go on.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, you have your selfies guy, your voice notes guy. Yeah. Then you have your like, shares memes with you on tweets guy. Yeah, exactly. Then you have the guy that actually like lives around you, that you actually pipe. Like, you just have to have like, you know, like big 2022. You can't be looking for one guy for everything. If you like texting him, text him. Find the next thing from the next month. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. Yeah, at least like, for Misha. I don't know about y'all niggas.
Disney movies, they're literally just made by Disney to sell fucking movie tickets. That's not how life works. Enjoy yourself, be safe, protect your heart and your brain, but like also, have fun.
And your lady bits, because niggas be nasty.
Okay, don't do, I guess, do use protection.
Yes, niggas like if Many Sims wants to talk comedy, they might as well fucking talk sex and health.
Okay.
Sex and health, baby.
Shout out to Many Sims.
All right, fantastic.
FYI, that's one of my favorite words, by the way. Fantastic and fabulous are two of my favorite words at the moment.
Also, like, I feel bad because, like, I'm actually really good friends with, not good friends, but like, I'm friends with what's his name, Michael from Enzins, and you know, I just wish it was not in comedy. So I'll talk to him about it.
I think Apple Podcasts does it like randomly because they've now put us in relationships.
Yeah, I don't know when.
Yeah, and we don't speak about relationships.
If you don't do it specifically, they'll put you randomly. Like, imagine if they did a podcast that was serious. Apple Podcasts listened to them and they're like, "Yeah, this guy's like, oh,
I'm crying, I'm crying, I'm."
But like,
No, but you know, like, there's no podcast that's talking about real men issues. You know what I mean?
I
like,
please.
There's a space. There's a gap.
Sometimes you just want to hear about, like, real men issues.
Yeah, like, men.
Just, like, what the guys are going through.
Audrey Azu and that. Who order Azu? That's all men go through in Lagos. Yo, who order Azu?
I am going to pass out.
Oh, fuck, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that was
good. What do you have next?
That was good. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So,
by the way, we've not even scratched the surface.
The surface, honestly.
Just not.
So, this person goes, basically, I've been with a guy for almost 2 years now. Our relationship hasn't been the smoothest at all, but we seem to be past that now. Something that we're still trying to figure out is how not to let his female friends affect our relationship. There are a lot of female friends and some friendships
a lot in caps
and friendships are sacred. I guess my question for the guys is, how do I navigate all these female friendships? They wouldn't ordinarily be a problem, but he cheated on me with a friend. And my guy is constantly making new friends.
Damn.
And then she goes, lol, please don't yam me to free him more.
Because she knows that that's what you guys are going to
say. Damn, that nigga sounds just like, that nigga sounds just like me. That nigga sounds just like me. What the hell is going on right now? If not that I was single and I was in a relationship for 2 years, I'd have been like, damn, that nigga, that is, who the hell is that? Like, what?
Coach. I think it is. I feel like this is that caveat, don't yam me to free him.
Man, I don't like to
you. This episode. If you get new episode,
facts.
Like,
facts.
Yeah, coach, please.
Man. Damn, that nigga got many friends, and then he fuck friends, crazy. And then he has sacred friends, and he be making more friends. This is insanity. Mm-hmm. Baby girl,
he's got a growing harem.
That is honestly, and she can't free him. She says she cannot free him because honestly, she gets free him, but
they're literally just friends.
Yeah. Like, can I not have friends? You know that Pretty Boy Dio video. Can I not have friends? You're telling me I don't have friends.
Susie, are we not friends?
Yeah, baby. These people are my friends. I cannot keep friends.
I'm not gonna raise my voice on these niggas.
Okay, so, man, what you need to start with is a very healthy, functioning laptop with Excel, Microsoft Excel. You pull up Excel. Yeah,
you make
three columns: name, capacity. Mm-hmm. Importance, future states. Mm-hmm. That's four actually. So yes. Name, capacity, importance, future state.
Yansh size.
You say yansh size.
No, capacity is yansh size.
No, capacity. I'm just saying like the role they play in your life. Like, you know, like what role
is yansh size. Continue. I'm like, what's it?
So obviously,
I'm joking.
So, like we need to do a breakdown. We need to do a breakdown of these relationships. Like, first of all, if you make this list and you count more than 8 babes on that list, I'll say Ronno because
but that's not what she wants.
That's not what you want. But so you have to figure out, you know, who are these babes? What do they bring to the table? You know, how important are they? And like, you know, how can you kind of like replace them, you know, in a future state? You know, walk through the process with your gentleman. And just eliminate based on those. And if you can't replace what those babes bring to the table, honestly, like you don't stand a fucking chance. You just like ride the wave and enjoy this man in the capacity that he enjoys you, which I guess many is sexual. But you're also not the only person he's knocking, clearly. Like, because once in a while they dip into the friendship pool to pull out and die. Bro, honestly, I don't know how you can navigate this, man. Free that man. And if you don't want to free the man, just enjoy the game.
To call them friends, you are a sick fuck. You are him.
I think you guys are one and the same.
And you are him and he is you.
I'm done.
To acknowledge your man's literal blacklist full of women.
Bro, you're a sister wife, honestly. That's
men.
Just accept.
You are sick. To call them friends, you are sick. And to tell us not to tell you the way you are insane. Listen, whatever you do, whatever you say, please, I beg you.
Stop calling them friends.
Stop calling them friends. Bro, how are you in my fucking head? What is wrong with you? What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
No. Okay, cool. But for real, I say guy that has many female friends, like I really can't speak on this because my own female friends are like real friendships. Like, but if the guy is knocking his friend, like cheating on her with the fuck, man. Honestly, give me this babe's number. What we need to do right now is just like talk to this babe on a direct level. Like that, I don't have any advice for her right now. We need to do a deeper dive, just understand what's happening.
You need people that will judge you. That's your problem. Give you a yane. You need guys to come into your life. You need inyalas.
I'm crying. Yes.
You obviously you don't need an intervention because I know it won't work. I can tell you you have a strong heart. That's fine. But like you need people that will come in and tell you what the fuck. Stop it. They're not your friends. We can move on from freeing the guy. We don't have to free the guy, but we can acknowledge what the babes are and the other guys are, because I don't know what kind of relationship it is. But like we can acknowledge that, like, they're not friends. They are options. Mm. That's fine.
Whew, that's
okay.
Strong.
Options are okay.
That's strong.
People have options.
I think you guys are going to make me cry.
And I also want to know the definition of sacred. That one that he's... I need to know the definition of... She says some of them are sacred friends. Kidney two more sacred.
Facts.
What does that mean?
That's a good question. That means they have seen their badge. Don't even...
I've told you this before because I never want to hear the word badge. It's heavy.
Is the guy a gynecologist? What's his pee actually? What does he do for work?
Oh my god.
No. What's the next question?
Oh fuck me.
Wait, I have a quick question I have a question for Kuj, actually, because you said you have a lot of female friends, right?
Yeah. Wait, okay, so but let me count them first. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3
Oh, my God.
Huh. What about 6? Six. I don't know how many that is. I don't know if that's a lot or too much.
I was trying to understand how you...
Oh, navigate...
maneuver. Yeah, how do you navigate your female friendships... with your relationship?
Yeah, I just say their names a lot, honestly. No, I'm not even capping. Like, I'm just like, whenever I'm talking about them, or like they like say something to me, or like I need to do something for them, or like I just straight up like say it. So like their names are a constant fixture in like my life, so that this person is aware, and like they sort of kind of like put the pieces together, and like they know, okay, this is who, like, oh, this is how I serve this person, or this is how this person serves me, and stuff like that. Like, just try to be as like upfront as possible, man. Like, hangouts, obviously. Like, I mean, if this person invites me to a thing, like, I'm bringing my partner along, or at least informing
that's
them good. That, yo, I'm going to this thing, like, this person's hosting. Like, if they sent me a tweet that's funny, like, I'm forwarding it. If I think it's funny, I'm forwarding it to my partner, like, yo, this person sent me this is fun, like, you know what I'm saying, just like, you know, just try and essentially make it look like nothing is sacred.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's really good. I like that.
Yeah, that's good actually. Okay, that's fair.
Gosh,
TMT said, TMT said none of that for me personally.
I have a friend who is seeing a guy that has a lot of female friends.
Yeah.
And I guess she's just trying to... And when I say a lot, like, he really does have a lot of female friends, like more than 6. We are on, like, you know...
A lot, like 20.
Are they like, oh, these are my girls, these are the girls, these are my
girls. Girls.
No, I think they're just like, well, these are my... Like, I think, I don't know. Honestly,
well, you know, sometimes it's hard. Like, niggas like me, man. You know, niggas like me, and this guy that you're probably talking about, like, babes just like us. Like, not even like in a weird way. Just like, niggas are just like super personable. It's like, even if I don't want to make friends, like, the friend will make me, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I have quite a few of female friends. But the thing is, boundaries, like, people, like, I just make sure, like, my like, they just know. You have to, like, if you're not friends with the girl I'm seeing, then for those 3 months, 6 months, 1 year,
yeah, you can't be my friend.
Just free me, because I will come back.
Yeah. That's a good thing about friendship. Friendships and relationships are different. Like, yeah, friendships, you can always finagle your way back in, but, like, relationships is like, yeah, we have to see how this one works, man. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's fucked up, but, like, motherfuckers be prioritizing, like, you know, motherfucking, like, romantic relationships over, like, you know, friendships and, like, platonic relationships.
So if your babe said, like, please can you, like, I don't want you to hang out with all these girlfriends, you would free them.
Like, I won't free them, but like,
but yeah,
we'll have a general meeting, and then we'll have touch points. You know what I'm saying? We'll become a full on organizational.
No more calls at 11:30.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Also, like, yeah. I'm not fucking Gomez Adams. I'm not wearing a suit and flirting with all my female
friends. Yeah, I'm not saying I caramba to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not crazy.
Yeah, Morticia, your eyes look so good today. I love you, you're my female friend. Smack her ass and she walks up. I'm like, no, I'm here. She's my friend. We're homies. We hang out from time to time, and we just sit down and discuss.
Y'all don't flirt with some of your friends.
But also, I'd be telling her she look good when she look good. I won't lie, man. If she look good, I'll say, damn, baby, you look good.
I don't flirt with my female friends.
Okay, but you say, baby, you look good.
Even when I'm single, I don't. Yeah, like, okay. I'll give them some, like, positive, you know, I'll tell them, yeah, you affirmation. Look fire. But, like, yeah, exactly, affirmation. But, like, my female friends, I don't flirt with them because my female friends don't flirt with me. Mm. They've seen me when I was, they've seen me in the trenches. Literally 80% of my female friends, if not 90 or 100, they knew me when I was in uni. I couldn't grow a beard. My hair was just all over the
place. You used to carry a condom in your wallet, like all the time, even though you never used it. Your virgin ass.
Bro, they were, at my worst, my female friends were not fucking me. And at my best, they would never fuck me. And
okay, so you're friends with baddies.
I'm friends with people that just think I'm nice and I'm cool and I'm fun to be around with. And, you know, they talk to me when they're sad and stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, every girl I've been with has a bunch of male friends that are just down bad. Because, like, that's these are the times we live in. Like, niggas and women are down bad. Everyone is down bad. So, like, when everyone has a support system. So the whole, you know what? This is, I'm talking about this from the POV of a person who has, like, actual female friends. Mm. Like, the guy is cheating on you, babe. So nothing counts. He's making new female friends, and he's cheated on you before. Are you,
bruh,
what is happening?
I'm actually screaming.
Okay, next question. Let's go.
Really quite wild. Okay, I'm gonna try and read this one as best as I can. Shout out to friendships for real.
So, I hate this question so much. If a babe used to be social and pretty popular, and then gets in a relationship and stops going outside, therefore stops being social, plus loses her connections, but now the relationship has ended, now she's a dead babe. How can she revive that social pop inside of us?
I am screaming.
Whoever wrote this, I feel like this is coming from a place of bitterness because
so bitter.
Like, what in the heck is this question?
This is so funny. Like, what if it's actually the person that's going through this that sent this question?
100%.
Like, 100%. She's trying to get her clout back. You guys are here shaming her. Please, calling her bitter. Somebody's fighting for her life here.
Oh, that says she's a dead babe.
You guys recognize
she's calling herself a dead babe.
Oh. That's crazy.
How can she revive that social pop inside of her, guys?
First of all, I'll say this. Dubai, thong, yacht, for starters. For starters.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Have you heard of Hotbox?
Like, Fresher's
Club. Stop it!
That's a good one. You know what all she needs, actually? Okay, actually, let's strategize. Low-key, all she needs is, Dubai, thong, yacht.
Yeah.
But ultimately, what needs to happen is that content from Dubai, yacht, thong, needs to end up on Fresher's story. Once it does, automatic. Your clout is back up. You have all your social cachet again. Motherfucker's going to be in your DMs. Motherfucker's going to try and connect, give you a Jameson contract for no fucking reason. Give you an absolute vodka sponsorship for no reason other than the fact that your ass is fat.
That being said, if your ass is in fat, you can still go.
You can still try your luck. Yes.
You actually can.
Wow. So the advice for her is what? See you next summer?
Hey, man. Ooh. Sons.
Yes. Ah! I love
I love it.
I love it. Okay, next question.
Okay. So if you've been with a nigga for 4 years, in brackets, y'all were in college for 3 of them.
That's a long time to be with a nigga for.
Close brackets. Yeah. And you never asked or expected things from him because he was also struggling. He was also a struggling college student like you. Y'all went Dutch on everything, dates, etc., even your BD gift, LOL. But then you...
That's not an LOL.
But then y'all graduate and he's earning well and he doesn't think, oh, it's time to show this babe love, knowing your love language is gifts. Now he's fully paying for dates. But, okay, this is wild, sorry. Now he's fully paying for dates, but the one time he asks for something luxury, he starts giving excuses when he clearly has the money and the plans y'all made to travel. In brackets, after selling you dreams during uni that once he can afford it, they'll happen. Close brackets, start to fall through, and he says you should pay for your tickets and trips. And now become a nigga citation.
Niggacation.
Niggacation. Niggacation is a funny ass word.
Than the original vacation promised.
Niggacation is so funny.
It's such a great word.
Okay, so and the trips now become a niggacation rather than the original vacation promise. Please, is it selfish to dip? Because of that, there are other factors involved as to wanting to end it, but is the above reason a bad one? How should I proceed?
Damn.
I'd say it's the age-old Adam that's been on social media.
Stay low and build.
2015, if he can't handle you at your worst, at his worst. If you can't handle him at his worst, how do you handle him at a negation? Well, sister, I'll tell you what you can do. You can have some pride, have some self-respect, and just let it go. Are you nuts? Are you fucking crazy? What do you think is happening here? He was a broke student, and you guys are going Dutch on dates.
You bought your own birthday
gift. What,
bro?
Sister, stop it. What are you doing? I call you sister because I feel for you at this point, and really,
I call you sister because clearly you have to be from the church and have a charitable heart. Because I don't understand, like
big old church heart, hanging like by the brim.
That's why the guy doesn't take you on vacation because he knows you're not going to wear a thong on a yacht in Dubai.
Sorry, what is a niggacation?
Niggacation is when you go to Dubai, you wear sweats the whole time, and you're in a fucking Uber. In Dubai, sweats in an Uber.
In the vacation, it's Koji and I being single. I'm just going on the vacation. And everyone's like, why are you guys going on the vacation together? We're like, don't worry about that. We're going on the vacation. Don't worry about that. So just two guys going on the vacation.
Negation is when, negation is when you book.
It's like us just going around and hooking up with a bunch of people. But sometimes it's like, just, you know.
Negation is when you book an Airbnb with a fucking bunk bed. That's a negation.
With a bunk bed.
With a bunk bed, man.
Oh my gosh.
So what should she do?
You are going Dutch on dates with a guy and he made money and suddenly he doesn't remember your number. Are you crazy?
Wait, so she was with him for 4 years and they're still together, yeah. I imagine. So 4 years being together, so. They were in college, dude was grinding. He has money, but he's not spending the money.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple questions. For me, it's like, okay, he's not spending the money, but like, where's the money going? Is he like thinking, okay, shit, wedding, shit, engagement ring, shit, mortgage, you know what I'm saying?
Don't tell her dreams.
I'm like, shit, please. Potential, like, you know, shit.
Is he sending the money to his family back home?
Yeah, you know, like, or shit, potential, you know, college fund for the kids. Like, where is the money going? If the money is going to some sacred friends, baby, you have to get it out of here, man.
Sacred friends?
Hello.
If he's buying gifts, if he's buying gifts for other people and he's making you buy your own gifts, you have to get out of here, man. But if you look at that Excel spreadsheet and you see that this money is actually going into, you know, a future together,
yeah,
I say, man, just hang around. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay low and build. But
we all know it's not going into a future together because he's going on negations
with her, isn't it? With her, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, the negations with her, but she has to pay.
But she has to pay for her own tickets. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, like,
Are you guys having sex on those negations? That's the problem. If you're having sex with him on those negations, you say if you have a problem because negations are not for sex.
Getting the nuance here that he actually pays for dates. It's not like he's not paying for something. He's paying.
Yeah, he pays for dates.
But she asked for luxury.
Yeah.
And he was like,
Guys said, no, we just got here now. We've not even seen
it. Maybe he can't afford it. Like, you know, we should all cut our coat according to our size.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's like, yeah, I can give you luxury, but, like, you have to pay for your flights. And when we get there, the hotel is luxurious or something silly like that.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Your bunk bed is luxurious, not hotel. Sorry. Yeah,
also,
with gold trim,
if they were in uni for three of them, they've been together for 4 years and they were in uni for three of them, meaning they're what, 22? 21, 22?
Yeah.
So what job is he doing that is making him so much money?
Investment banker, come on.
It's not Ayowande that is in Singapore right now. Don't try me, please. They have him.
Ayowande, I see you in that hotel. I see that.
Yeah.
I see that painting of Beyonce behind me.
You get
surrounded by clouds.
Yo, y'all need to chill.
Let's talk about it.
I'm telling you, I know guys who came out of uni that were earning like
big bucks. Yeah.
Of course there are those kind of guys, but like, is that her guy? That's really what need to know. Yeah. Because what if he's
at,
on 21k?
He works at KPMG, I'm telling you.
I'm
that
crying.
Guy earn that much money.
I'm crying.
I mean, she's made it clear that she wants luxury and he can afford luxury. So if we're looking at this from a very scientific, like sort of childish POV, it's that you want something, he's not giving it to you. You think he can give it to you. You obviously have more context than we do. So you possibly know, not even think, you know he can give it to you.
You've been staying low and building for 3 years. And this is only the first year of like having, you know, the guy, you think the guy has money. Like, I mean, give it an extra 6 months and see if like, you know, he changes. Because niggas be having poverty mindsets. I won't lie to you, man. After struggling for 3 years, you know, as a student and all that, like, even though you have the bar right now, it's just like, I personally like seeing money in my bank account. Like, so even though I have money, I like seeing it there. I don't like seeing it leave. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, it's just
that's so true.
You know what I'm saying? So you get to know your nigga a little bit.
I think as well, you need to remember that like, you just have to teach him. You need to teach him like, hey, like there's a way we can do this and there's a way we can do this well, where we haven't done it before. And I think it's because for the past 3 years, you have been going Dutch on everything.
Yeah.
And you have not set your standard. You didn't set a standard for what you wanted. And now you're not
because
comfortable
there was no money.
The standard. Yeah. But even still now, Nando's, that's on you. Come on, McDonald's, that's on you. Like, there's places. Wagamama, that's on you. Let's just set your standard. And you didn't. And now you want to come back and be like, oh, now you have money.
Yeah, exactly. You can't act brand new. Like, the tone of the relationship has been set. Yeah, man. Like, you know. Yeah. But also, you know what's funny? I completely forgot that you guys are actually out here trying to give good advice because I've been out here trying to talk out my ass like.
Oh, I know.
I completely forgot.
No, but TMT started giving good advice.
And then he cut off. the gods were not having it.
Oh my god!
I died.
But what should she do? Like genuinely, how should she proceed?
Conversation, man. That was my own like bread and butter for like navigating relationship shit. It's straight up conversation. Like, there's no.
Have
other...
you been successful in relationships?
I would think so. I mean, like, I've been successful with like expressing myself, Sha. Like, I'll say that. Yeah, I don't think any of my relationships have been failures. They've just like reached their end point, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, we've tried and tried and tried, or more like, let's just try something completely new. How about that? Yeah.
That, and your longest one was how long?
It's weird. My longest one was very long, but like the period in which like we would call each other like boyfriend and girlfriend was actually the shortest part of the relationship. But we were potentially together for maybe it's 2 years, and then like in an actual like relationship that had like definition for like 4 months.
That's nothing.
How does
that's not a long time. Mm-hmm. That's a long time for me.
No.
2 years?
Yeah, that's a long time for me, Sha, personally.
So you're dating like six months to 1 year
then? No, I'm not dating a lot. I've only ever been like in actual like relationships 3 times.
Okay.
Other things is just like I have secret friends.
That's what we should title the episode.
I'm 29 this year. I'm 29 in November.
29. Yeah. Oh, are you in 3 relationships? Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
3 relationships. Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
29 is such a nice age. Like I actually can't wait to be 29.
I'm 29.
It's such a nice age.
I hate being 29.
Why?
Because everyone's always like, oh, dude, you're 30. I'm like, no. Sir? No.
Like, one thing about me, I know math.
No, you're 30. I'm like, I'm 29. But, like, it's really that way because, like, most of my friends are 30. I was young for my class. And, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying you're going to a lot of 30 birthday parties recently, right?
Hey, man. Yeah, and people are like wilding their extra 30 birthday parties. I guess it's a big age. It's like, it's one of the big ones, I would say. It's like 21, 25, 30. Before that, 16, 10, and the day you were born. But that being said,
What's the oldest and youngest that you guys have dated?
I beg your pardon.
The youngest I've dated.
What do you mean by that?
The youngest I've dated, wait, what's
it? Like legal.
Like legally. You know
what I mean? I dated girls that were my age or a year older till I was like 28. I briefly saw someone when I was 28. I briefly saw someone who was like 23, but I was just like, this is cool, but not for me.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna say like 22, 23. I don't remember. But obviously that wasn't dating. It was just like someone I yarned with for a bit, and like, yeah. But I think the lowest age I've entertained probably be like 22, 23. Yeah,
23. As like 23 as you are now, like 23.
23 in my like age 28 turning 29. Yeah, 20.
That's yeah. Fair. Like, it was for me, it was last year. It was just turning 29. The youngest I've sort of talked to, liaised with.
You said liaised with.
Put my thumb in there, but it was like, 23, 24.
That's fair.
Because you know, the thing is, like, 21, 22, 23 year olds are like, they're different these days. Like, you wouldn't even know that they're that young, you know. The energy is
I don't know if it was I knew she was 23, I could tell. But like, yeah, the energy is different. Like, just the approach to relationships and like talking is very different.
I feel like a lot of fresh L's age groups like date 22 and 21 year olds.
Did you say fresh L?
Yeah, like his age group. And he's like,
what does Fresh Out have to do with this conversation? Because
they're in Fresh Out's age group.
What's that like? Tell me. Wait, hold on. I'd like to get into this a little bit more.
You know, Ayoande actually just doesn't want old niggas at her parties anymore. That's straight up what it is, man. She's just
the funny
like,
thing is, yeah. I'm pretty fresh sure Ayoande is into older guys.
Yeah, very much. No, it's a very new much. Thing. It's a new thing. It's a new thing.
Like, you're 23. What's an older guy for you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Good if question. You want to know that.
No, hit me. Let me know.
What's an older guy for me? Like, maybe like 32 plus.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So why isn't TZ allowed to come to your parties? And what are you talking about?
Sorry, Coach, what did you say?
I said, so why is TZ not allowed to come to your parties? I don't understand.
First of all, that party was even young for me.
I'm crying.
I think it was just the permed hair.
For sure. But yeah, 32 plus is not that bad. But this is like a recent thing. This is very recent.
And I'm sure it has a lot to do with the fact that, like, you know, you're these big shots in Singapore hanging around like these suited niggas.
Yeah. It has everything to do with that. She's a big babe now. Right, she can't date like, you know.
No, it's just like in Lagos, like it's just, I mean, I don't meet people my age. I just tend to meet people who are like 30 plus.
It's because you always go to Prime Chinese. Still going to Prime Chinese.
I ain't going to Prime Chinese.
Nah, but she frequents, you know, the place that they frequent.
Zoya, Prime Chinese.
I.e. Sip.
I went once.
Ooh, once. Too many times.
And I will never go again. That's it.
Yeah, sip is rank. It's just nasty. It's just not the best.
I feel like I need to go just for the experience.
I went a long time ago when Bozuma was like these streets. Like,
who is we?
A picture with him at SIP. Me.
Who? I wasn't there. I was not there. What?
You were so there.
I feel like guys that go to SIP wear all white. I feel like they just wear
don't
all
fucking
white.
Kill
oh God,
don't
they?
Yeah, it's like all white.
There's a lot of trad.
All white photo shirts, a lot of trad. Yeah. The occasional cool guy wear like a tight black t-shirt. It's like I'm different.
Oh my god.
They're alternative, yeah.
I'm dying, not alternative.
Wow. Yeah.
I like Santi's music. But we call him Cool Santino now because that's what's happening there. Yeah. I knew him as Ozzy B.
I'm dying. Don't be that person. TMT, please.
Don't be that person.
Don't be that guy.
That's what those guys do. It's like, have you listened to Audience's new mixtape? Mad Over You's playing in the background. Have you listened to the new
So you say Mad Over You, stop.
Okay. I've got another question, please.
Yeah,
how do you tell a guy his sex is dead?
That's actually a very, very apt question.
S-E-K-S. His sex is dead.
Oh, dead. I heard good. I'm like, that's not a big deal. Like, that's so easy.
I'm a...
Dead.
No. How do you tell him he's dead? Yeah, tell a guy his sex
is
dead.
So, I mean, first of all, I don't think you should ever get to that point where, like, you straight up have to, like, yarn, you know, post-sex that sex was dead or is dead. I just, like, coach niggas while it's happening, man. That's about it. Like... You know,
honestly, I'm not old school, just in general. But I feel like it's an age old thing. You just have to firm it, man. Like, just let it go.
I'm dying. Yeah, I said she shouldn't speak up. I should just dead it. Like, just exactly. I mean, like, if the sex is dead, is it that you want more? Exactly that. Like, what are we talking? Like, do you want more sex?
Yeah,
more
like,
dead sex, or like, if the sex is dead,
chat, tell your girls not to go near him.
Yeah,
say, like, simple.
Yeah.
But.
The guy, you clearly like the guy,
yeah,
and want to be with him, but what he's doing is not
fulfilling you.
Then tell him, literally, while you're having sex, if he does something remotely good, be like, I like that, dude. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
just sort of use that to like, he's like, oh, she likes this, yeah. And then use that to coach him through the entire process. It's simple,
yeah. Like, one time I was dating someone that didn't particularly like my gums. And like every time, like I wore something she liked, she would really, really be like, "Yo, you look so good in that!" And then I just gonna buy like 40 of them. So like, yeah, man, just like tell niggas what you like, man. Trust me, niggas they'll take those notes and they'll adjust accordingly. I feel disrespected when people think they're trying to preserve my egos because I'm like, yo, trust me, I'm in charge of this fucking ego. Like, it's not about you. Like, just yam me where you need to yam me and let me decide how I'm going to like process this information. So, like, when motherfuckers are like, oh, like, yeah, I didn't tell you this and this and the third because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Like, nigga, fuck you. Like, you don't have that much control over me. Just fucking yarn. And then I'll decide, like, how I go about, like, processing this information. Like, me, I'm very open to feedback because I don't like wasting my time. Like, I'll tell you a story. Like, like a couple months ago, I was hooking up with somebody and I personally couldn't really feel what was going on. And I couldn't, like, tell from her, like, mannerisms. And I'm just like, yo, can I use a touchlight to pre your vag real quick? And she's like, can I use my iPhone touchlight just to see like that I'm navigating this area like properly? Like, And she's like, yeah, go for it, man. And I think we're able to like move on and, you know, have a decent night after what could have been like a trash night. I mean, like, so.
Yeah.
I'm a very shameless individual.
Very much a thing of,
yeah. Also, I like to see Vag, so like I always shine my torchlight. Any opportunity
but
to bring,
like my thing
any
is
opportunity
just,
to bring, any opportunity to bring in my torchlight, trust me, I'm taking it.
I just feel like you ruined the flow, and now you're gonna like now I'm not turned on anymore because you're asking.
Yeah, but like I'm me, I'll turn you back on. Don't worry about it.
Oh, period. Okay. Poop. Period.
Fair enough.
I've been mid-sex and she just literally, I think like she just got a feel for like the kind of guy I was. And literally at some point, she just started slapping me and she was like, yo, listen, this is, I need to get my nut. And I was like, okay, what's happening? And she was like, this is what I want. And then she just literally kind of took over the situation. And she was like, you know, she guided me and we figured out exactly where she needed to go. And I helped her get there.
Okay.
But like, I've never had sex and she was just like, that was, fuck you. That was objectively bad.
Yeah, also not bad. Sometimes they're like, okay, that was short. I'm like, fair enough, my bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, as long as you can go
like,
again. Right?
But like, it wasn't you're ready like, to go. Yeah. But also, like, sometimes I'm like, okay, you're talking too much. You know what? Just take this hard dick and do what you want to do with it. Me, I'm just going to lie on my back. Like, yeah, just use it as your, you know, for your own pleasures. So if you know what you really want, so yeah, take penis and do what you want to do with it. Like, since you're a professional.
Fucking area boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrible.
Wow. Fair enough. So I have a question, since we're on the topic of sex. If your girlfriend who wasn't celibate before says she wants to be celibate, what
with
are you
me.
Saying?
I like this one. This is a good one.
I'm not interested.
Honestly,
I think it's part of life.
Yeah, especially if we were giving before. What are you talking about? Like, you just want to switch up on me in the middle of the relationship.
Yeah, because when I'm in a relationship.
What if it's for religious reasons, like she found God?
Yeah.
That's a fucking business, man. They're fine
God. Any God that you find, any God that you find that'll make you like keep this vibe from me, best believes and up.
Bro, no, that's nasty. That's wild. Wild shit right there. And then the worst part is like I fucking respect it. I respect religious people. I make fun of religion because like I think religion is nuts and it couldn't be me, but like generally religious people I respect them because I think it comes with a lot of discipline. Especially like religious people around me, I can't deal with like super pontificatious people that are just like praise God, find God, Kanye West. I can't do that. So if you're around me and you have like fucking religious, like my wife is Anglican, and Anglican, if being Anglican is very close to being Catholic in a sense, and it's a very quiet sort of sect of Christianity. Anglicans don't preach. They don't like get in people's faces.
They preach, They just don't like do that missionary shit that you don't like. But
yeah, that's what I mean. I mean missionary stuff. I'm not talking about a church. I mean talking to strangers and all of that.
Yeah.
They don't do that. They don't tell their friends, listen, you're going to go to hell, TMT, if you don't fucking pray your life. Yeah, they don't do that. They're just very much on, you know, themselves, their families, their loved ones, and just, you know, it's a discipline thing. And I like discipline. I like Islam. I like Christianity. Like parts of Christianity are like that. That's like discipline oriented and like big on, you know, just doing the work and whatever comes from it. We'll see how it goes. I like, we'll see how
it goes. What are we talking about right now? I saw we're talking about someone's sex life. Why are we talking about your religious views? What the fuck? It just occurred to me.
I'm talking about my religious preference because for me, it's like, if your religious thing is like very much like Maiwa from the podcast religious thing, then in my head, it's like, oh yeah, we can figure that out. But if it's like MFM missionary, bro, you're going to church with me on Sunday. No, the fuck I'm not, baby. We are not.
I hear that.
Oh my gosh.
Me personally, if like mid-relationship you decide you don't want to fuck me anymore, it just means you hate me and I'm going to be like deuces, baby. You know what I'm saying? Actually, yeah, I'm kidding. That's
what
bullshit.
What if you were in love? Like,
no, that's cap. That's cap because like I've survived. Like I was in a relationship where I survived on hand jobs for like a solid 6 months. Like so,
I didn't need to know that.
Yeah,
so, like, I guess I do now, so it's fine. But like I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, she.
And I've known you for 6-7 years. Bro.
Yeah,
like 8 years maybe. But like, I didn't.
Yeah, if you think about six months of my, if you can think of any like 6 month like stretch of us knowing each other where like I just hated everything, it was probably that period of my life where I was just like surviving on strictly hand jobs, man.
I'm not going to do the research.
Wow. Okay. That so advice traumatic. To this person is just free the babe.
No, don't free the babe, man. Like, dog, like, figure out something, man. Like, I mean, some days her hands would, if you love her, though, some days her hands would work, some days, you know, her throat would work, and some days, like, she might be on it. Like, vaginas are weird. Oh, no, sorry, we're not talking about my own personal experience. We're talking about this person that is a religious bee. Me, I'm just talking about my own personal experience. The person was just, like, unable to, like, be on, you know, life was happening, so I just had to, like, adjust. And I knew it wasn't going to last forever. However, your one looks like it's a forever thing until marriage. If you're not going to marry her, just dip because you're never going to taste that vag again, man. Sorry.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a very good point.
That's a good point, yeah.
I usually block people I've been involved with in the past because they all ended up in a toxic way and were toxic anyway. But this time, I don't know what to do. Been seeing this guy for the past 6 to 7 months. Everything was going so well. And he was properly intentional with me. 2 weeks before we split, he started messing up, showing. Oh, okay. Sorry, I lost the question a bit. Okay, yeah.
Should I continue?
Yeah. 2 weeks. Okay, no, I've got it. Sorry. 2 weeks before we split, he started messing up, showing problematic behavior. For example, inconsistency and giving excuses. We eventually spoke about things and turns out that he doesn't know what he wants. He initially wanted me to wait 2 to 3 months for him to make up his mind before finally deciding that we should break things off so he doesn't waste my time. I'm still so confused by the whole thing. His initial excuses were work and so many things on his mind, but mostly work and him not having time to think clearly, which is BS in my opinion. Okay, yeah. His friend says, we go to the same gym and now it's awkward. He's acting weird and doesn't really say hi. Once he texted me 3 days after ghosting me in real life and I confronted it, but things are still weird. Do you reckon I should block him and ghost in real life completely whenever I see him? What should I do?
But then you're going to the same gym. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, they were talking a lot for like 6 to 7 months, and then suddenly, like, you're just like work and life is just getting in his way, and he can't be consistent anymore. And he wanted her to wait 2 to 3 months for him to make up his mind.
That should be happening. Yeah. Like life happens, but like me, I'll see when life happens. I'm all focused. Like start like overthinking. Once I overthink, at least for me personally, once I overthinking enters the like equation. I'm not on it, man. Like, it's basically me needing 2 to 3 months to convince myself to be on it, essentially. And, like,
yeah,
that's not the type of, like, love affair I personally would want. I don't need no motherfuckers to convince themselves. I don't want to have to convince motherfuckers. Like, I'm very big on, like, we're both on, like, you know, from rip. So, yeah, block him everywhere.
With that, I feel like, for me, it's always been a thing of, with relationships, if the guy is like, your work is crazy right now, I can't really be with you. I don't know. I
see work is crazy right now, but when I tell you I'm on FaceTime 16 hours a day, like,
yeah, I just feel like work doesn't stop as a person. Mm-hmm. So if he can't be with you right now, even if it's actually work, then break up. Like, let it go.
Just if always, that if boy he's don't weird, love like, you right now, he will never, ever love you.
It's the vocals for me. Come on.
It was the harmony for me. That was great.
Yo, you guys just heard Usher. He's on this podcast with Usher.
I'm crying.
You heard him, so I just feel like it's that thing. If he can't be there all the time, It's mostly because, I mean, beyond the fact that, like, sometimes the people just can't be there. Like, people have different levels of bandwidth. And so people have low levels of bandwidth. And you have to, like, sort of make the decision for yourself. Do you want to be with someone who has this level of bandwidth at certain times? When work gets tough, do you want to be with someone who kind of disconnects and, like, says, yo, come back in 2 to 3 working months and we'll see how things go? If that works for you, then, yeah, you can do it. But, like, typically, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't advise anyone to do it. I think you should just move on. Move on. Play D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, you know, play Warcraft. Find new hobbies. Go to Dubai, like our friend here, and just figure things out.
Find yourself. Sacred friends. You don't have to. That's another thing.
Sacred friends. What?
Find some sacred friends. Yeah.
Sacred friends. Ooh, sacred friends. I don't know. Could you want to take that?
I just like that Sacred Friends has the same initials as Silver Fox, like SF. SF, you know what I'm saying?
My SF. I like that. Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
Nothing is a mistake in the universe.
That is very profound to end.
I'm dead.
To end your response, honestly.
Except Ghana as a country. That's weird. I don't know what they're doing there.
You say except Ghana.
I don't.
I'm screaming. Dog, shut the fuck up.
That feels like a mistake sometimes.
What did they ever do to you?
Nothing, though. I just see them sometimes.
The guy just doesn't like cocoa. The guy said cocoa. I don't fuck with that shit, man.
Thank you guys so much for coming and answering our questions and answering some dilemmas.
Thanks for having us, man.
That is it for this week's episode. Thank you again. It's been amazing. Thanks. Tell us, listeners, tell us what you thought about this week's gist. And also to our amazing guests, Submarine and Rich. Thank you guys. This was probably top two funniest episodes we've ever recorded.
Oh my god. Love that. And trust me, if you have Menizims on next week, it would still be top two. It would still be top two.
Yo. We will put all the Submarine and Roach socials in the description. Make sure you follow them because they are the best podcast out of Lagos. Ooh, period.
Okay, stop. We'll take on Instagram. I'm telling you.
Out of Lagos, London, and Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts. What TMT said. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Email us at chatterboxthepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please. It really helps. And of course, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. And we will see you guys very soon. Bye.
Oh my God.
Do you guys want to say bye to our listeners?
I love that you guys have like an outro that's like when you know, like saying something and Ayiwande knows exactly what she's saying next. I really love that. Like, enjoy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Wait, hold on. Before you leave, there's a next part. Part 2 is on our podcast, Submarine and Roach. So, like, listen to that and tell us what you think.
Cool.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.